From the KBUT News Satellite Studio in Mount Crested Butte, I'm Christopher Biddle with your local newscast for Thursday, September 17th. Gunnison County health officials are celebrating a major milestone in their efforts to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Gunnison is one of five counties that the state has granted the ability to operate under the so-called Protect Our Neighbors phase of the response. Under this designation, local governments may loosen some public health orders imposed by the state. Joni Reynolds is the director of Gunnison County Health and Human Services. She says that officials and the public should feel pleased with this accomplishment.
In all of this 194 days, we've done a lot of not celebrating. And today is really a day to pause and say, well done, Gunnison County residents, the community, the organizations, the leadership throughout, well done.
Home to Crested Butte Mountain Resort, like other ski destinations such as Aspen and Vail, the region was an early hotspot of the disease. At one point in March, testing data showed some of the nation's highest rates of transmission in Gunnison County. Officials say the Protect Our Neighbors classification will likely lead to an increase in the number of people permitted to gather in one place. Gunnison County will host a virtual webinar tonight at 5 p.m. to discuss changes to public health orders. Conservatives in Colorado have launched another effort to recall Governor Jared Polis. Scott Franz spoke with one of the organizers who was unhappy with Polis's response to the pandemic.
Greg Marshall is a Grand Junction Republican with a long list of grievances. He says the governor is overstepping his power by making new laws like the mask mandate. Marshall also says Polis's restaurant dining limits and other public health orders are forcing businesses to close.
It's kind of obvious he should be recalled because the state's dying under his lack of leadership.
But Polis defended his response to the pandemic at a news conference on Tuesday.
I'm going to focus on doing my job every day, which is keeping Colorado healthy, safe, and growing economically and reopening faster than many other states. And so far, we've been successful in that regard.
To get a recall on the ballot, supporters would need to gather more than 600,000 signatures by November 13th. Polis survived another recall effort last year because of a lack of signatures. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Senate Democrats are pushing the Federal Communications Commission to expedite progress on broadband connectivity in Native communities. Online services are increasingly vital during the pandemic. Bo Baker reports.
In a letter to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, the group of 14 senators urged action on connecting Native communities to honor federal trust responsibility and ensure resources in the midst of COVID-19. A 2018 FCC report noted nearly half of households on rural tribal lands don't have access to broadband service. Tracy Morris is with the think tank, the American Indian Policy Institute.
Education, health, economic development, energy, water management, farming, pretty much everything is at stake if we don't have access.
Earlier this month, the FCC closed a priority window for rural tribes to apply for access to unassigned broadband spectrum, despite pleas for an extension. All this comes as the U.S. Department of the Interior prepares to host a virtual National Tribal Broadband Summit next week to address solutions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bo Baker.
Just over 5,000 people filed new claims for unemployment benefits in Colorado last week. That's down about 1,000 claims from the previous week. The number of new claims has been on a mostly downward trend since the peak in mid-April, as the state started to feel the effects of the coronavirus outbreak. The state labor department says it has surpassed $5 billion in benefits paid out since the end of March. Some of the most affected industries are healthcare, retail, and construction. Fall sports like football and cheer may go ahead after all. Governor Polis said he would support a final decision from the Colorado High School Activities Association and local districts as long as they follow health safety rules. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.